Yes, so Rabbi Bull showed me that Rashi himself says Zecher Ba'alma. And that's why he's only Yemen. So apparently Rashi was concerned with the problem because, in other words, how could it be Zecher Ba'Migdash if you're not counting the way you did in the Migdash? So the answer is since it's Zecher Ba'alma, so that's why you don't have to. So that would be very much in line with what we said yesterday. That's only a Zecher Ba'alma. As long as you have a Maisa Sphira, that's enough. Okay. So you want to take the new area?
You know where Rashi says that?
What's that?
You know where Rashi says that?
Yeah, but where the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lemim Niyami, Mitzvah Lemim Nishuri, right? And then it brings down another Shita. What does that mean?
That is Samach
Lov Yeah. Samach Lov?
Yes, Samach Lov Amnalef.
Yes, so what is so good to read? I haven't got it in front of me now.
I'll open it up here.
Yes, so in Shitas Amimar, Amimar Mani Yomei Velo Shui, Omar, Haimin Yana Dahashta, Lav Olahu, Daha Aleka Omar, Ella Zecher Lemikdash Ba'almahu, Ilkach Yomei Sagi.
That's right. Yeah, that's Samach Lov Amar Aleph?
Yes.
Okay. So you see, he says Zecher Ba'alma. So apparently, it's not an ordinary tikkun of Zecher Lemikdash with a whole surah. It's just a Zecher Ba'alma. Zecher Ba'alma, you don't have to count like you did in the time of the Mikdash. So that's what that would be the same answer to over here. But you don't have to count like they did in the Mikdash. It just has to be a Maisa Sphira. It's only a Zecher Ba'alma. It's a good raya. We didn't notice that Rashi too well because we didn't think of the problem. But it fits right in, it fits in very well. In the lesson of Rashi. I guess he had the same problem. If it's Zecher Lemikdash, but you're not counting, like he did, is Man HaMikdash. So how could it be Zecher? So that's why he says, it's not an ordinary Zecher, like by Lulav. It's a Zecher Ba'alma, a mere reference. So there's two kinds of Zecher. Okay. You want to take the new material we're supposed to do today?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Ayin Rama, right?
Right. Do you want to start, Rebbe, from Os Aleph?
Os, yeah. Where else? What's the other choice?
I guess Bays and Gimel's where he gets into the other stuff. I guess you have to start now. Okay.
I think maybe we'll skip the paragraph, the Yesh La'ayin. I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. Okay, so it's on page Reish Ayin in the Reichman's notes on Ayin Reish, right, Ayin Reish. Ayin Birama, Yeredeya Simon Shinayim Beisif Alev, Shepasek Vizel Shana. Kohen Sheshochiv Aram, Vuba Ohel Im Hameis, Volo Yada. So a person, Kohen, who's lying without clothes, I guess he's sleeping, lying down, and he's in the same ohel with a mace, which he's unaware of. Ein lagilo, you don't tell him directly. Ella, yikrulu stam, you tell him, stam sheyetze, he should leave, kadesh yalbish asmatchila, so that he gets dressed first. Ava, in kvar higidilo, but if he's already been told that there's a mace in the ohel with him. Asur lahantim achi yalbish asma, he's not allowed to wait until he puts on clothes.
Yeah, sir. It's an amazing halacha.
Mm-hmm.
If you just don't come out, then he doesn't have to, then he can put on his clothes. But if you tell him that there's a mace there, then he's also. What difference does it make? Yeah. Yeah, what difference is it make? He knows if he doesn't know. If he doesn't know. But if he knows.
If he doesn't know, he's an honest, no?
What's that?
If he doesn't know, he's an honest. He's not over an issa. I mean, it's honest of one of Andre, no?
Right. Except once he knows, he has to get out.
Right, but then...
You think if he doesn't know, so he's an honest.
Right.
So on a Sakhamana Patri.
Right. Question is, why do you even have to tell him in that case?
Right. You let him sleep there.
Right. So is there like a din of saving somebody from an honest?
You save him from violating an issa.
Right, bonus. Is there a halacha like that? That you have to stop a person from violating or bonus?
Apparently that's a halacha. That if he thinks he's an honest and he isn't, so you have to tell him he's not. So then, and so then, it will be Hajar Kusha Ladukhta.
Mamanash. Right, what's the difference?
So if they have to tell him that he's not an honest, so then how could you just call him? You have to tell him he's not an honest. And if you don't, you have to tell him he's not an honest. So then why do you have, what's the problem? Have no problem altogether.
Right.
So maybe the halacha is that it's not that you have to tell him. It's that you have to remove the avera as done by honest. If you know it's not, it could be removed. In other words, honest isn't just subjective. That if he thinks he's an honest, he has been honest. But honest is also honest. If you know in reality he's not an honest, so then you're mechuyev to deal with it in reality. He doesn't have a din honest anymore.
He doesn't have an honest because you know he's still an honest, no?
He means subjectively, he thinks he's an honest. But you know he's not.
What do you mean you know he's not?
You know he's not. You know that he's not an honest.
Why not?
If you tell him, he can get out.
If you tell him. But you don't have to tell him. And why do you have to tell him? Isn't he an honest right now? If it's until you tell him?
Well, an honest means that it's impossible for him to avoid the avera. If you tell him, he's not honest, so tell him. Why should you keep him in a state of honest?
So he doesn't walk out naked?
What?
So he doesn't walk out naked? I mean, right now he's an honest, you're saying, but you could remove it. So you have to remove the state of honest so that he...
So he can keep him in this, so he shouldn't be over the avera.
Even the honest.
So why don't you have to remove it immediately by telling him right away?
So what?
So why aren't you mechuyev to tell him immediately so he could remove the honest right now? Why do you have a right to tell him to get dressed?
No, you mean why you don't tell him right away to get out?
Right, to get out because he's wearing his amaze and he'd have to go out naked. If you say you're mechuyev to remove the honest, you should have to do it right away.
I think that's the question they're asking. That's the question.
Right. Oh, okay.
That's the question. I mean, I could think of an answer, but I'm not satisfied with it. You'd say that if you tell them to come out, then you're removing the state of onus. And you're removing the state of onus. And he gets dressed and he comes out. But if you tell him that there's a mace there, so then when he gets stressed, has a din of he's being mamten, and I'm tonas also.
Well, why don't you have a din of creating a hamtana by removing the anas, by not telling him to get out immediately? You're being mamten in your removal of the anas.
Yeah, I hear. you're right, but he's not doing a Maisa Hamtana.
No, but you can remove the anus in 2 minutes or in a half minute. So, you know, you're deciding to remove it to cause it to delay. You know he's going to be in the house for longer. Right. Why are you telling him?
Why don't you tell him right away to get out? Yeah, come out. I'll have to come out naked.
Right, by choosing to not tell him, so now you're causing him to put on his clothing, which is going to take time. So you're causing, you know, you're not being, yeah, to be him to be mountain, I guess.
Right. You're causing him to be there longer.
Right.
You're causing him to be there longer, even though you're not causing him to do a Maisa Hamtana. But you're causing him to be there longer. So why could you do that? Only every minute he's over. Otherwise you could let him stay there. Yeah, that question. That's the question. You can't let him stay there every minute because he's over. So what right do you have to tell him come out? And it's going to take longer. It takes longer, they're going to be over. Yep, it's a tough one.
Rebbe, every second that he's there is another Isser?
Well, he's over every minute. He's over every minute. He's constantly in a state of Avera. I wouldn't want to break it up into minutes and seconds. I would say it's a qualitative idea. He's constantly in a state of avera. And you're obligated to prevent that. He's over every minute. Yep. I mean, you'd have to do some real fancy footwork. Okay. Let's see what he does.
Okay. You want to skip to OSPs now, Abby?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Okay. Yodi Shlomar, the time of Mishum Demairi Betuma Ayade Shehiya Ba'ol HaMeis. Davi Isser B'Shev Atasa. So the case over here with Ramam is where the Tumma to the Kohen, the Tumma to the Meis, is just by remaining in the Oh with the Meis, which is a passive violation.
It's only
a Kavod HaBriyah's. It's only Shev El Tasa, right?
Yeah.
The Kavod HaBriyah's Doch Isser over B'Shev El Tasa. And the Kavod HaBriyah's of him having to go out naked is Docha and Isser Daraisa, which is only violated through Shev El Tasa.
So then why can't you tell him?
So why what?
Why can't you tell him? Oh, so I think he's going to get to that.
I mean, why even if he knows, can't he put on his clothes? Right. If he knows, he should be able to. Who cares if whether you, right. You just tell him straight up, and then he'll put on his clothes and leave.
That's right. Right.
Right. Right. Okay. The Ayin Begillion Marsha, Shehiksha.
Right.
So
that's the problem.
Right.
In other words, tell him, and nevertheless, he'll be able to put on his clothing because it's a Shev El Tasa, and a Shev El Tasa covered a bris is docha. Okay.
The tirates de shani hasam davi bizion zuta.
Bizion.
Zuta. Small humiliation.
Right.
Okay, I'm not sure why it's a small humiliation in that case. I guess maybe it's not in the shuk.
I guess
so. As opposed to the Gemara's case is in the shuk, this is just his tent or whatever.
It's not in the shuk.
His home.
Right. So what if it's a small, okay. What if it's a small bizarre?
So I guess that's not covered of rios. It's not really covered of rios. Small bizarre.
Here you go. Let's see what he says.
Avoid the sfirle the kisheni odeya sheisha meis. In circle hagilo nishin over el b'sheva tasev agada covered of rios.
And what if he doesn't know? So then he's Sheva Tasa. And if he knows, so why isn't it Sheva Tasa?
It is just Bizayon Zuta, small. Why you're at, meaning Manushakya.
Right.
Same problem, I mean.
Yeah, he didn't really solve the problem. He just moved it into a different different area.
Right. If he knows about it, you don't say Kavod HaBrios is Docha HaShev HaTasek. It's just Bizayon Zuta. But if he doesn't know about it, so you don't have to tell him because it's just a Shev HaTasek. Yeah, but just a Bizayon Zuta. Like it's... I don't understand.
Is a bizayon zuta docha on a sheva tasa? If bizayon zuta is not docha, so then how could he put on it? How could he get you? How could you not tell him? It doesn't answer.
Right. Is the case of Kilayim where he's already wearing the begadim, why isn't that also Sheva Al Tasek?
Case of what?
The first case in the Gemara in Brachos, right, where he's already wearing begadim of Kilayim and then you have to strip it off of him.
Okay.
Why isn't that Sheva Al Tasek? Just let him continue wearing it.
You mean because it's a design rabba?
Yeah, right. That's the Gemara's first case. So you don't apply Kavod HaBrios over there because of Ein Chachma.
Why isn't that Sheva Al Tasa?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Why isn't that also Sheva Al Tasa? I'm what he's saying.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if he's going into those areas. I think he's just going at this point with that sheet. I don't know how they learn the Gemara in Brachos.
Okay.
Because that Gemara obviously doesn't know like that.
Rebbe, so the Maharsha is disagreeing with the Rama that he'd be allowed to get dressed?
Or he's
not allowed to get dressed?
That what?
If he finds out that there's a mace in the Ohel, he's not allowed to get dressed, correct?
That's the Rama, yeah.
That's the Rama. And the Maharsha is saying?
Maharsha is saying that why? That it could be because of Bizayon Zuta. So he's saying, I guess the Gemara in Brachos is also Bizayon Zuta. So that's why I wouldn't be allowed to do it. But if it was a real big Bizayon, it would be Docha Bayim if it's a Sheva Al Tasa.
I see. Okay. And is there, the Ramaz Eitza does seem to make sense, because if he doesn't have, if he wouldn't have an opportunity to get dressed, right?
Right.
So there's a risk he would find out, and then he'd have to go outside and without clothes on. But if you just tell him to go outside and get dressed, and he still doesn't know, so he seems to be holding, you don't have to, he's honest, you don't have to inform him, right? But you could save him embarrassment because you might get him out the door before he realizes that there's a mace in the room.
Yeah, but I don't understand, but that's a problem, because if you don't have to tell him, so why do you have to tell him altogether?
Oh, it's just to help him avoid the risk. Maybe he'll wake up and someone else will tell him, or he'll figure it out himself. So if you can get him to get dressed before he realizes, then he has only been in a state of anus. He hasn't been over at all.
Say it again.
If you tell him, right, he can go outside just saving the embarrassment of having to go outside without his clothes on.
Yeah, but 1 second, why do you have to tell him?
You don't have to tell him, but it seems like a good etza because that will avoid the possibility of him finding out on his own and then having to go outside without clothes on.
That's what you tell him?
Yeah, it's just like a practical thing. Halachically, it doesn't change the state halachically. It just practically helps him avoid this conflict of maybe having to go outside without clothes on.
You mean you're worried about in case he wakes up?
Yeah, in case he wakes up and figures out that somebody in the oil is dead, and then now he has to run outside without being able to get dressed.
But if he didn't know, he's considered a knowledge, you say.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Or you wanted to give a different teretz?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear.
Okay.
You want to say that he's always an answer if he doesn't know. So if you tell him to come out, he's allowed to dress because he's an honest. But if you tell him that if you tell him a true story, then he's not an honest anymore. And why do you have to tell him altogether? Because what did he say? Did he say you have to tell him?
Well, he does. I mean, the halacha says ein lahagid lo. You don't tell him. That's the halacha. Ela yikru lo stam. But you can but you just prompt him to leave to help him avoid the embarrassment. I don't know if he's saying you have a chiyuv, a halachic chiyuv to tell him, but, I mean, you have a halachic chiyuv insofar as you're helping a fellow avoid embarrassment.
Ah. That's not bad. In other words, you're saying there's really no chiyuv to tell him. Because as long as he doesn't know, he's anonymous. And once he knows, he's not anonymous. So you tell him, come out. So he really doesn't know. So he's allowed to get dressed. But you don't tell him that there's a mace because then he won't be anonymous anymore. And why do you tell him? You tell him because you're afraid maybe he'll get up or wake up and he'll see that there's a mace there and he'll have to run away without his clothes. So you're saving him an embarrassment. That's not bad.
And then you can explain the marsha also based on that. Marsha is just saying, if he knew about it, he would have to go out right away because just be Zion Zuta.
Right.
So you don't have that question anymore. Question doesn't come back.
Question what? Is what?
You know, I mean, it's consistent. But the reason why you tell him and you give him as much time as you want until he knows because he's anonymous.
Right.
You're only obligated, you're only just telling him so he doesn't find out on his own.
Right.
Why do you need B'zayin Zuta according to that?
Why do you need it? I mean, the point
yeah.
It doesn't really help you.
Well, so why do you have to mention that it's B'zayin Zuta? Even if it's B'zayin Rabba, it's all the same thing.
That's right. You wouldn't need B'zayin Zuta. Because you're saying it's a B'zayin Zuta, that's why it's not Docha.
That's why it's not Docha, right. There's not a kid to
Rabba.
But he's saying... He's saying it is though. Ben. He's saying really it's though. But the only thing is, he's anonymous. So that's why you don't tell him what's really happening, because then he won't be anonymous. He'll be mechuyev to get naked, to go out naked.
Well, what do you mean? It's docha. Kavod Bris is docha.
It's not docha.
Right, it's not Docha, it could just be Zayin Zuta.
No, you don't have to say B'Zayin Zuta. What do you need to say B'Zayin Zuta for?
Because it's Sheval Tasa. Why, when he finds out, does he have to run out? When you say, Kavod HaBris is Docha Sheval Tasa.
No, he doesn't know the way.
That's a fish. Pashtus is it's not Docha because it's a low Tasa.
In other words, who says Sheval Tasa is not Docha?
I thought that was a presumption, that it would be
well,
the Kavod HaBris.
That was to answer the question on the Ramah.
Right, the question on the Ramah was, even if he finds out, who cares? Kavabriyas is Docha Shev Al Tasa.
I don't think you what Ben is saying. Ben, you want to say it again?
I think he heard it. I think he's just saying, I see the way you're going, that if in this case of Bizayon Zut, I mean, you could go either way with Bizayon Rabbah. Right? If you say it's a Bizayon Rabbah, then you wouldn't have to engage with him at all, according to what, yeah, I see that could work.
What do you mean?
But,
in other words, let's say it's a regular case. There's no concept of Bizayon Zut. It's a Bizayon
Rabbah. Because he finds out. Let him find out.
Bizayon Rabbah. So if he finds out himself, he's not going to be an onus. So, but nevertheless, he has to do it because there's no defia by Allah Chamed Araisa.
Even though it's Shev Al Tasa?
Even though it's Shev Al Tasa. I mean, that's what everybody learns. That's plain shot.
Isn't that not a premise that Gadol Kavod HaBriyos that's Dochen Issa B'Shev Al Tasa?
Well, it doesn't say in the Gemara.
You only say that by the Yafes in the Gemara.
He's quoted that what?
So where's the Marsha even getting the question from then?
Good question.
I just thought that was a premise here, that it's that Kodabriyas is Docha Shev Al Tasa.
I thought from the Gemara you see that Shev Al Tasa applies by cases of Mitzvah Sase, like he's going on his way to Korban Pesach or cases like that, and the Marsha's Kiddush. That it applies even to Shev Al Tasa by a low Tasa. That's how I was learning it.
Yeah, but what about the case of Kalayim?
Well, that was my Tasha.
That's right. So now you could say that the case of Kalayim shows you even by Shev Al Tasa Yechayev.
Well, is Kalayim a Shev Al Tasa? Kalayim you get Malkus every time you, it's like a Maisa of Levisha, no?
No.
Think of Malkus every time he gives you Asra for a client, as you keep wearing it, you get like multiple sets of Malkus for every Asra.
That's true.
What about by Baal Tatamet? You know, the Malkus there every time he tells you to leave?
I know.
That's the word I was going to say later. That the nature of love could be Levisha. So if the nature of the lava, is Maisa, it's considered a lava of Sheesh for Maisa.
Right. Or for some reason, you bring up the climb later on. But Lachora, Shehia, and Shehia and the OLMAs is similar to Levisha's climb. In both cases, if you don't do anything, you get Malkos over and over for staying.
And by climb.
Yeah, but also should be on the OLMAs.
Because every moment is considered a new Maisa Levisha.
Right.
So it's a Kumva say. Okay, at any rate, so we'll learn. How do you want to learn? That if it's aimed by Maisa, it's not Docha. Cover versus Docha, it's aimed by Maisa.
Well, I guess if you accept the Marsha's point that Kavod HaBriyos is Docha Shev Al Tasa, then you could say here it's just Bizayon Zuta. Or you could just reject this premise and say Kavod HaBriyos is not Docha Nisr Daraisa, even if it is Shev Al Tasa.
One second. We're holding now that Kavod HaBriyos is Docha with Shev Al Tasa, right?
Well, right. If you accept that, then you have a problem. So you have to give either his answer or something else.
So what is Bizayon Zuta got to do with it?
Oh, he's saying, well, that's why. There's no real Kavod HaBriyos in this case.
So I understand. So why does he have to go out naked?
Why doesn't he? Because that's not a big Bizayon. So you have to go out naked because there's an Issur D'Oraisa, the Shev Al Tasa. And there's no real Kavod HaBriyos to be Docha, the Issur D'Oraisa, the Shev Al Tasa. It's just Bizayon Zita, so you have to go out naked. And that's not so embarrassing.
So then even if you tell him, he can get dressed.
Well, no, I mean, if you tell him and he knows, no, then he can't get dressed because that's, he has to go out naked because there's an Issur D'Oraisa, Shev Al Tasa. and there's no kavod abrios to be dochet because it's the bizayon zuta. So who cares? Let him go out naked. It's not a big deal. He has to go out right away once he finds out.
And if you don't tell him?
If you don't tell him, then we go with Ben's answer. Then he can stay in there as long as he wants to if you don't tell him. But you should try to get him out of there with clothes on so that he doesn't find out by accident.
Oh, so you're going with his fur?
Yeah, that was a good answer to solve the Ramaz problem.
Right. And if he finds out, it's just so. And if he finds out, so once again, it's named by Sheva Altasa, cover of Brises Docha. By Sheva Altasa. Correct? So he doesn't have to go out naked.
If it was really covered abrius, like it wasn't,
right. Since over here it's not really covered abrius, so it's not a case of covered abrius. So therefore, there's nothing to be docha.
Right.
So he has to go naked.
Right.
So what do you gain by not telling him?
He doesn't get a little embarrassed. That's like Ben's answer. If you tell him in advance,
you want to say he's considered an onus. He doesn't know.
Right.
So that's
right.
Ben's answer. That's Ben's answer. No.
Right.
As long as he doesn't know, he's considered an onus. So you don't want to inform him because he's not an anos. Since there's no bezayin, so there's nothing to be docha. Even though the shev al tasa would be docha, but there's nothing to be docha because it's not a bezayin. So that's why. But so what do you gain by not telling him? Because if you don't tell him, he's an anos. Why do you tell him to come out altogether? Because you're afraid he'll find out himself. So that's Ben's answer.
Right.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Right.
But you're gonna have to posit that he's considered an onus as long as he doesn't know. Which is not something that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And now they add some reason on us. As a matter of fact, it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay, good. That's a good shot. But they apparently don't accept this.
Right. Now, for some reason, the Rav is deriving a different implication from the Marsha's question.
That's right.
I don't understand how he derives it, but. The mevuar the sphere the kisha ina yodeya sheisha meis ain tzarich lahagid lo meisha ina over ela b'sheva tase the gadol kavod abrios. So he's saying the reason you don't have to tell him is because it's just a sheva tase.
She
gadol kavod abrios.
The Kavod HaBrios is Docha by Sheva Al Tasa.
But like, didn't he just say it's Bizayon Zuta?
Right. That's what I don't understand.
I know. We're confused by this point also here. Yeah.
But he holds the want that it's always docha nisra and sheva tasa. Kavra brius.
Right.
But over here, there's no kavra brius. Kishini nesh yishameis yitzarach agilo. Well, it's only those bizarre zuta. Yeah, the rose is definitely not learning because he's saving him from finding out by himself.
No. Well, it just sounds contradictory. Like he's contradicting himself. He's saying you can't tell him. You don't have to tell him because kavod habrios is docha because it's sheva tasa.
Right.
But then he's saying when he finds out himself, he has to run out naked because kavod habrios is not docha sheva tasa because it's just bizayon zuta. So like what changed?
Right.
From making it bizayon zuta to kavod habrios.
Right.
Because you told him, if you tell him, then it's bizayon zuta, but if you don't tell him, then it's not even making any sense.
I told him.
Rabbi, I'm not sure I have a complete understanding of bizayon zuta. Could you clear that up for me, please?
Yeah, he's saying a small bizayon is not docha. It's not called kavod habrios if it's a small bizayon. Only if it's a major bizayon. So walking out naked, he wants to say, is not a major bizayon.
What would be a major bizayon?
I don't know. I think it's maybe walking out in front of a lot of people, big crowd.
Running outside naked seems like it's pretty big to me.
Well, can't argue with my show. But let's accept what he says. It's a bizayon zuta. So there's no kavod habrios to be doch anything in this case. So that's why you wouldn't want to tell him. Because if you would tell him, he'd have to go naked. But if you don't tell him, so that's Ben's answer. Yeah, what is a mavur? In other words, he's saying, so he's going to know for a minute. But you don't have to tell him why, because it's only b'shev al-fasa. Because really he's being over because it's b'zayin, there's no b'zayin. There's no kavod habrios. I have to sell him. You got to get out of there because there's no kavod habrios here. Because it's only sheva tasa. And since this is the sheva tasa, you don't have to tell him. That's mashmah, the sheva tasa, you could be over at the raisa. But really, there's no kavod habrios. Not allowed to be metamei lameisim. But they do know they shave al tasa, it's okay. But the only thing is, what does it got to do with kavod habrios? Steer. What's it got to do with kavod habrios? There's something wrong here.
We're trying to resolve the conflict between them first saying Bizayon Zuta and then concluding the paragraph by saying Kavod Habrios?
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm wondering if you could say that factually it is a Bizayon Zuta, but maybe when he says a Mavur, he's saying since the case includes a consideration of Kavod Habrios. Not that it is a kavod habrios, but there's a consideration because he is Aram right now. So that comes into the equation.
How does Mazur.
You mean if practically there is no covered brio, so then you can't say it's, I hear you saying.
If practically there's no covered brio.
Right.
It's like there's no covered brio. I should tell him, there's no cover of bridge because of Bizarre Zuta. But if he knows about it, there is.
Quantum.
Unless maybe that's what he holds. Really, it's a design Zuta objectively, but to him, it's a big design. Not emotionally. I mean, that would answer it. So if you tell him, so that will be to him, it'll be a big design, even though in fact it's a design Zuta.
Isn't it backwards though, Rabbi? So then shouldn't you have to tell him, but he shouldn't have to leave?
And shouldn't you have to tell him?
It just seems like it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right, because in your framework, objectively, it's not a...
Not bizarre.
You should have to tell him. Right, it's not a bizarre. But for him, you could say he doesn't have to leave right away because it is a bizarre. But it's the opposite.
That's right, you're right.
You don't have to tell him, but he has to leave. I mean, it's the opposite.
That's right. Let's go for that.
Okay. Okay. Yeshua Hariaza. You're talking Lomar, the Israeli Tame Bishahia, Nechshav Laver Bekumvase. Shehari Pasika Rambam, the Mish and other Benazirs, the Basic Flores, Lokal Shiasasham. So a person who's in a Nazir in the basic forest and he stays there. He's loki for staying there.
He's
just staying in a place.
He's
just staying. Right.
Okay.
The chain pasuk. The Nazir Shishab at Timas Meis. Loka al Shiyasa. The Tzarchian. Am I loki? If I ain't loki, I'll have Shem B'maisa. If I loki, I'll have B'maisa.
Correct.
So why is staying in a place, right? Okay.
Because he didn't know Hey Maisa. Okay, go ahead.
The near the tarets, the benogid l'lav shein b'maisa, the in lokin l'lav, kayamis machlokas, benatosis ramban, b'mi shenish b'lech l'kikar z'hayom, v'zarko l'yam b'em z'hayom, v'mishum kach lo achlo ad sof hayom. So, the case machlokas ramban taisis, in the case a person had took a shvua not to eat bread, a particular loaf of bread, during the day. In the middle of the day, he throws it into the sea, and therefore he makes it impossible for him to be mekayim the shvua. Right? He swore he was going to eat it, right? The dasa tosfos, lav shein bo maisehu, v'liv d'Rabbi Yochanan lo kana lav. So tosfos, that's still what's lav shein bo maisehu shvua. And if you don't get malchus, according to Rabbi Yochanan. V'ilu Ramban.
Why is it lav shein bo maisehu? Because he swore that what? He's going to eat it.
Right.
He and now he's not eating it. So, Maisa.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Vidu Haramban, Havi Meir Shalmi, Mesechashuos, Shebizar Kulayam, who lav Shiishra Maisa Veloka and Sham. Haramban said, look, he did a Maisa, he threw it into the sea.
He did a Maisa. Yeah.
Right. He threw it away. He threw it into the sea. He made it impossible. He didn't just not eat it. You made it impossible to eat.
Okay.
Ubir ha-grach, that's all. So Prime explained. Shechalukim begeder din la shimamaisa. So
the Ramban and Tosfos are arguing about what, how you define Lav Shein Bo Ma'isa. The Aliva the Ramban din Lav Shein Bo Ma'isa Talib and Ma'isa Gavra Bepoa. According to Ramban, for it to be a Lav Shein Bo Ma'isa in Lokan Lav, it's contingent on the person doing an actual Ma'isa. Lachin Bizar Kol Yam Loka Sharia Gavra Asa Ma'isa Ve'er Bepoa.
In other words, the expression of the Gavra was Oyudei Maisa. In other words, the expression of the Gavra, the over the Yisr, was through a Maisa. Eimbo Maisa means you're lacking an expression of the Gavra. You didn't do anything. But if he throws it into the Yam, so you see through a Maisa that he wants to be over. So it manifests the fact that the Gavra is manifests Ayudei Maisa, that the Gavra wants to be over. It's a manifestation in the Gavra. Theme by Maisa, you don't have any manifestation. But if you did a Maisa, so you have a manifestation. It doesn't matter that the Maisa is the Maisa is. Any Maisa. Okay.
Shezri Kaso Garma Shiyapo Bisr Hashua. This is throwing it causes him to be over the Ashua. Umeidah Fiatosas Din Lav Shema Maisa Tali Bigofeser. Ulachin Gam Bizarkal Yam in a loka, Shikin Etzim Isr Hu Shlo Yochal Kalayam. Isr is that he's just not eating it all day. That's the Isr, not throwing it away. The Chalosa Isr, Had B'Sheva Dasa, Sheino Chalosa Kikar, Kipish Nishba. And the real Isr is that he's just not eating the Kikar, like he said he swore he's going to do. The Isr, Shalak Kiyemes Chalosa Shua, Ulachin, Havi Lav Shemu Maisa, Vainaloka. Isr is not throwing it away. The Isr is the fact that he didn't eat it when he said he was going to.
Okay, that's pretty clear. Correct.
I think Ramban is a hard svara. I mean, it's like a hard svara. I mean, who cares? Because it's just grandma. I mean, the Isser is like Tosa is correct. The Isser is not throwing it away. The Isser is not eating it.
Not eating it.
So there's no. Yeah, so throwing it away is just the grandma. So you're not getting Yamalkas for being Dorim and Isser. It's like, what are you getting Malkas for here? The throwing it away is not an Isser.
Yeah, but in other words, Ramban is learning that what's the tour of Eimbo Ma'isa. Tzur of Eimbo Ma'isa means he wasn't involved enough in the Avera. There's no physical involvement in the Avera. There's no physical manifestation. In other words, he wasn't lacks involvement. But if he throws it into the Yam, he can't say it lacks involvement.
I know, but it's like, let's say somebody was going to eat the Kachem, you know, no, sir. Somebody wants to eat it and you stop them from eating it. So that's going to be, now you get Malkus for no sir because you stopped them from eating it. You did a Maisa to stop somebody. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, how far are you going to take this? Anytime you're goring an Isser to occur indirectly, you're going to say that's a Malkus?
Well, he doesn't consider this a grama.
Well, he calls it a grama. I mean, I don't know if it's, he says, she's Rikasso, Garma, Shiava, Bisheshua.
That's correct. But not in the sense of grama. It means it resulted in him being over. So therefore, his physical involvement shows you that he wanted to be over.
Yeah.
When's he over, according to Ramban? Is he over when he throws into the sea or at the end of the day when he didn't need it?
It's only the end of the day because if he retrieves it, so then he gives it his butter.
Well, I mean, let's say he just destroys it when he throws it to the sea, totally destroyed. Would you say he's over at that moment or he still has to wait to the end of the day to be over?
I guess he still has to wait till the end of the day.
Why he destroyed it at that moment, though? There's no.
Yeah, but the Yisro is only chal when the
day's over. Uh-huh.
So what's the story? But he's like showing, he's actively showing that he doesn't want to, he's trying to violate the Yisro?
That's right. He's demonstrating through his goof that he wants to violate. He's not a passerby. He's not just standing by. He's actively involved. it's close enough to the issa to show an act of involvement.
Right. Just the question is like, where are you going to draw the line of what's close enough? Like, once it's not the issa itself, it's just like some action that's related to it.
Well, that's a separate problem.
Right. But here, you're saying this is really intimately direct related to violating the issa, you're destroying the kika.
Right. It's close enough.
Right. Okay. I guess for time set it. Okay.
On the Toso side, I agree. It sounds like that's more appealing. Is that because the Maisa doesn't register in the halachic system?
Yeah, that's right. This is a type of love. There are two types. There's a type of love where you're over kumvasai, the type of love you're over just by standing by. The type of, that's like a weaker love. So a weaker love, you're not chayav.
And the issur is not eating it. The issur is not throwing it away. There's no, that's not the issur. You didn't eat it all day. And it's not related to the gufa. Gufa issur is throwing it away. It's a separate action almost.
That's correct.
The Ramban has to somehow relate throwing away the kikar to the issur of not eating it.
That's correct. That's why it says gramalo. It's like a gami, yeah. Really.
Right.
A gami.
Right.
It's not really removed. Like Suriv Shtaros of Shilchavero.
Right. When you said destroying the kikar is like tantamount to not eating it.
Right.
It's like a mice of not eating it almost.
That's right. He's expressed not eating it through a mice. Okay.
Vine Pasuk Rambam Perek Alf Michos Tumura Vizel Shano Epiyeshmu Lamdu Shekomitzas Lo Sase Shein Ba Maisa Ein Lokin Aleha Chutz Mi Nishba Omeim Rimakal Sleber B'Shem. So the only three exceptions, the principle of Maisa Ein Lokin Aleha is Shua, Tumura, and Makal. The Shlosh Alavim Elu. So these two lavim, it's impossible to do them through a maisa, and you still get malchus. Agan l'shana. So those are the three exceptions.
Only three exemptions.
Right.
Even though there's no maisa in them, because it's just a zibur. Okay.
Right. Vihine Mimashikova Rambam E F Shashiabem Maisa Klal. Besides, the Rambam states by them that it's impossible for them to have a Maisa. Mashma Dali Bay Yesud Din Lav Shimba Maisa Hainu Shibetim Chaluso Mufka Halami Maisa. So it seems according to the Rambam, the whole principle of Lav Shimba Maisa and Lokin Lav, it's because essentially the love is impossible to have a maisa. It can't be done through maisa intrinsically.
It's a very nice diyuk. You don't have to make that diyuk, but he's right. Because why do I have to say ef shashiyah ben maisa klal? He says another person would say it's descriptive, but that'll show you that in that case that if there was a maisa, it would be chayav. He's learned the
right
way of defining it by E. Efsher.
Right. Right.
Anam Metzius.
Right.
I mean, you could argue.
Right. You just say Rambam's practically telling you, even though it's impossible to buy it through a Maisa, still you get Malchus, even though you never did a Maisa.
That's right.
But that's illustrating his principle, the chalal, about lav shem b'maisa, that it's only when there is possibility to have maisa and you don't do it, that's when there's ain lokan. But here, since it's eifshar, that's where you can be loka.
What?
It seems like he's giving a principle, not just for these three, but lav shem b'maisa means, I mean, you can be medayik that lav shem b'maisa is putter only when it's possible to have maisa. Ein lokan only when it's possible to have maisa.
Ein lokan when it's possible.
But since these maisa is, it's mufka from maisa because of the very nature of the activity, so you can't apply the principle of shame by maisa.
So according to the Rambam, is it because of the definition of the love, the love, or is it because of the mitzvahs? So he's learning because of the definition of love. Reading again, vini mimashika.
Rambam, mashma dali bei, so din lav shem b'maisa haynu, shebe'etzem chalosa mufka halav mimaisa, who b'shloshes lav meilu, etzem eser hu, eser dibor v'ena m'chlal, eser maisa klal.
Yes, so that's definitely the way it's learning.
Right,
that's the definition. Yep. He's learning that that's the definition. It's okay, V'yotze Efo,
she'afi megavar yasa, ma'isa mamash b'poel, p'gon she'yichta v'makom l'daber, where he writes instead of speaking, k'das osa machronim she'gamay de'ksiva over na'al iser nishba me'im kalel. In kozeh mikivan she'alav atzmo, in bo ma'isa, in aloka, v'hu k'shita z'tosas nishkalel. It's a funny thing to attribute to the Rambam because, like, clearly the Rambam wouldn't hold, he'd be over if he wrote because then he wouldn't be able to say Yeshar, Shia Ben Maisa Klal. Like, how could the Rambam hold that?
Oh, but so that's what he's explaining. Because the nature of the love is that the idea is Aim Ben Maisa.
Yeah, but if the Rambam held that you, if he agreed with those Acharonim, that you'd be over a Shua if you wrote it. If you wrote a Shua, you'd be over it. So then how could the Rambam write, Yashra Shia Ben Maisa Klal? It's not true. You could violate a Shua through a Maisa if you write it out.
Because the Yisr is the Etzem idea of Shua, not the Maisa. In other words, the Yisr is the Chalosh Shua. And the Chalosh Shua, it's not possible to have a maisa. Any maisa you have is going to be extraneous.
Isn't it only because it's generally created through dibor? If you could create it through ksiva, wouldn't it be a maisa?
What's that?
Isn't it only because you create a shru'a ide dibor? Or meimer mekalo is all created through dibor, but if you could violate it through a maisa, then it would be a maisa. Like if you violate Mikalo by Ksiva, so then why wouldn't that be a lav sheish b'maisa, according to the Rambam?
Because he wants to say the essence of the love doesn't have a maisa. And the essence is to care, is to create a shua.
But it's only circular. It's only because he says e esher shiva ma'isa klal, because the Rambam must not hold that you can do it through ksiva. If the Rambam really held you can do it through ksiva, then it wouldn't be a lav shemba ma'isa, and you would get malchus.
No, if you could do it through ksiva and you didn't, then you'd be putter from malchus.
If you did it through Dibor, fine, but if you did it through Ksiva, then you'd be chayav, because it's like almost his very definition precludes his raya, because the definition is e'efshar, to be done on Maisa Klal. So then if you could do it through Ksiva, then it wouldn't be a lav shem b'maisa by definition.
Oh, but he's saying the Isser is not, the Isser is really just to be a nishba, an abstract. That's the Isser. And that idea, an abstract, can't have Maisa. Could be al
yedei. Not because Dibor is not a Maisa? Not because Dibor isn't a Maisa?
But it's al yedei Maisa. It's not that Dibor is not the Yisr. The Yisr is to create the Chalosh Shua. And that can't be, that has no Maisa. That's an abstract phenomenon. No matter how you do
okay.
it.
What about, I mean, Mekalel? Mekalel is not an abstract phenomenon. It's a Dibor of cursing.
It's creating a curse.
Right, and if you did that through Ksiva, if you held that would be a violation, so then why isn't that a Maisa?
Because it's just the only thing that's usher is to create the curse. And to create the curse is not a Maisa. By nature. It's just the abstract idea of creating the curse. If you do it like they, my sister, then you're just demonstrating my samachiyach, the gufa.
You're just saying intrinsically, it's not because Dibor is not a Maisa. You're saying the Maisa is not even the Dibor itself. It's not the Issa.
That's right. That's what the way seems to be learning. That the Issa is to create the chalos, which is not totally in Dibor. No matter how you do it. It's
never
going to be. It's
fine.
And that's
what he's learning. I know, just a line earlier, he said, Ubishloshes lam elu etzem esser hu isser dibor, in a bechlal, isser in maisha klal. It's just, you know, funny that, all right.
Yeah, no, it is funny. Well, that's the problem with the notes.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. The same in Ugele Isser Shalola Hashos Birushuso, Mida Chasero. So the Isser of keeping corrupt Midos in your possession. Pasuk Rambam, Zer Shono, Kol Mi Shemasha Bebeso, O Bechanuso, Mida Chasero, O Mishko Chaso, O Bebelosase, Shenem Elo Yebel Lecha, Bekischo, Yomer, Vafilu Lasos Amida Avet Shel Nemeir Glayim, Aser,
Okay,
so you don't get malchus for keeping in your possession. Even if you actually make it, you don't get malchus.
Yeah.
So essentially, the law is keeping in your possession, not to produce it or to acquire it. So therefore, intrinsically, it doesn't have a Maisa.
One second. Hold on.
Sounds like this should be like the other three.
What?
This sounds like it should be like the other three. Because since it's Mufka from Maisa, it's just Shahiyah. So why doesn't he use the same principle and say that you're Lokin?
So what should he say? Ain't Lokin?
No, you say that you are. Because why is this any different than the other cases of Dibor, where those are Mufka from Maisa?
But those are the only cases.
That's my question.
It's only those three.
But Shahia is
also... Marshall, he doesn't tell you the reason for those three cases. You just know that there are exceptions.
No, he does, because no Maisa. He says, Mufkumi Maisa. He says,
Shabbat. He's not telling you why you get Malkus in spite of the fact that there is no Maisa.
I know, that's the point. The point is that since there's... You're only Ein Lokin if the Isser is subject to Maisa, but you don't do it. That seems to be where it comes out. It's only when there is a Maisa and a certain Isser, and you don't do, you're somehow violated without a Maisa, that's when you're not Lokin, because there really is a Maisa, but you didn't do it. But in these cases of Dibor, they're Mufka from the very category of Maisa. All right, so I'm asking, so if that's the case, and that's why you are Lokin, so then Shahia should be the same, because it's also Mufka from Maisa.
But it's only those three cases.
That's my question.
No question, because it's only those three cases, and she is a different case. You can't run off of those three cases. Those are the exceptions.
But if it gives a reasoning, because they're Mufka from Maisa.
But it's only those three. Only those three. They're exceptions. You can't take another one and say it should be like those three.
Marshall, that's not. I don't think you're learning that. I don't think that's what he's not saying. That's why you get Malkus, because right. It's impossible to have a Maisa. No, they're exceptions because they're exceptions. He's just saying that even though you can never do a Maisa, despite that, the Torah made them exceptions. But these are the only three exceptions. That's not the reason why you get Malkus. That's the reason why you wouldn't get Malkus if not for the fact that it's an exception. But these are the only exceptions, not Shia.
I don't agree, but I'll be patient and see how this turns out.
May not learn Pshat and Ramam.
When it says, Eir Shar Shia Ben Meis HaKlal, Mashman...
Those three, they're exceptions. Right. You don't learn anything from an exception.
Marshall, these are not the only three Lavin where it's impossible to do them Alei Maisa. Lashon Hara, Rechilas, there's numerous Lavin where there's only Alei Dibor. Only these three that are in the same category, but you still get Malkus for them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he speaks a lot about Dibor. That's why it's bothering me. All right, like I said, I'll wait.
In other words, by Shahia, he has a good raya, because the Rambam did not mention that if he bought it, it will be over. So as Mashlim would go, you go by the nature of the lav. I mean, that's a better raya. Because the nature of the lav is Ein B'Maisa. And the Rambam doesn't say anywhere that if he did it Alei Maisa, that he would get Malkus.
Although this piece, the Rav does say that Afilu im yase hamida, lo yelka.
That's right. That's it. Or if he buys it. Yeah, what does he say there?
There's three lines from the bottom of this column.
That's right. The only thing you could say is that Shahia, that the issue over there is to procrastinate to get rid of them. And now you can't do anything, Liza. Even if you'll make it, you won't be over procrastination.
You follow it's what funny I mean? Then. I'm sorry?
You follow what I mean?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, though, because there's two issues. One is to have the beso, and one is to have it the kiso.
So what's that got to do with it?
Seems to offset it from a procrastination issue.
Now, the Rav said that if he would buy it, or if he'd make it, then it would be a dime. Shafilu miyasa hamida lo yoka. Kein etzum chalos alav ema maisa. But if you say that, that's if you say that the Yisur of Shehi is the Yisur to have it. That's apparently what the Rav was learning. But if you say the Yisur of Shehi is to not quickly get rid of it, then it's only possible without a Maisa. Not possible without a Maisa. But for Maisa, he'd make the kli. But now the issue is to procrastinate getting rid of it. Not to have it. Unless he learns that that's the same issue. It's not an issue of procrastination. It's an issue of having it. That's muhach. That's what he learns.
So what are you saying at the end of it? The issue is procrastinating, the issue is having it, according to the Rav.
He's learning, according to the Rav, the issue is to have it.
Have it.
Yeah, because he's going to say procrastinate, so then if he makes it himself, he's still not procrastinating. You see that the Ram says, "Kol mi shemash ebedeso." And that's why I came with the idea of procrastination, because he's masha. Not kol mi sheyesh lo. So if you underline the word masha, so it's not possible to do it harde masha. But apparently the Rav's not learning that way. He's learning that masha means to have it for a minute. So then it could be alidei maisa. But again, I don't see 100% raya from there. But that's the way he's taking the Rambam.
If you were to take the Rambam to say that the issur is to be masha, like that's actually the issur, right? Not like he's saying. Then would you be over if you, let's say, bought it and sold it immediately?
No.
Or is that, it wouldn't be over? Would it be mutter to do that?
I don't know if it's mutter, it wouldn't be over this little love of masha. Is there any other love?
Well, I mean, it's lo yilacha is the pasuk, right?
That's right. I think maybe it wouldn't be over. If you bought it and you sold it to another guy quickly. Well, you got rid of it. Let's say you bought it and you burned it right away. You threw it in the fire. So it wouldn't be over.
So that's not for me. According to the Rav, you would be, you're
saying. That's right.
The ownership
Who,
is
what's the Rav? Shema yavo mi sheino yodeya shehi chasera v'yimdat bo. That's the Rambam. Shema Yavo Misheni Yodea is the Rambam.
Yeah, it's the Rambam, yeah.
So you see, it's only if it's possible for somebody to come along and use it. But let's say you bought it and threw it into a fire immediately, so then it wouldn't be over. So the law is to have it let it hang around your house. I mean, that's what I learned.
Right.
Then it wouldn't
you
be
can see a person... Conceivably, a person might want to do that if you know somebody else is using corrupt measures. You buy from to destroy it. That's not an issur. If you're,
that wouldn't be an issur.
Right. You think the Rav is saying it would be?
Apparently, because he's saying if you made it, you'd be over, even if you destroyed it right away.
I mean, I don't know if he's saying if you destroyed it right away. He's just saying.
Well, if
you made it.
Well, if you're going to say you didn't destroy right away, so then the masha part doesn't have a masha.
Mm-hmm. Right, but according to the Ramban's definition of Maisa, that was even if it were Masha, still the Gavra is showing by manifesting that he's violating it through Maisa.
No, he's not, because he's not showing Masha through Maisa. He's showing Kona, and Kona's no Issa.
Yeah, but throwing away the Kikar is also no Issa.
But that's different, because when you throw away the Kikar, you make it impossible to eat it.
But by buying it, you're causing yourself to own it, to keep
it. But that's a secondary cause, because you're buying it and there's no issur, and you can, first 10 minutes you're not over, and then you're only over later when you made an opportunity for somebody else to use it. That's far removed from the Maisa. It has nothing to do with it, logically.
But throwing in the sea is only when the day goes by, and you can retrieve it.
Now think about it. You're making a mistake conceptually. It's a conceptual error. The concept of Shehiya has nothing to do with obtaining it into your Rishus.
Right, you see the two are separable because you could buy it and destroy it immediately. But by the kikar, it's inherent. Once you throw it into the yam, you're definitely going to not eat it by the end of the day.
That's correct. Exactly. That's exactly right. But from the steamest lesson around me, I always learned that the yisur is to be masha. To leave it around your house carelessly so that somebody else will come to use it.
I mean, is that the same? Is that the same love as having uneven weights? No, weights that are sheker. Is that also Shehiya?
That's the case.
That's the case.
I'm sorry, I missed part of that. I was out of the truck for a second. That is the case. Oh, sorry.
Have you seen the way the Rav formulated that the buying it itself? According to Ramban, the way the Rav's formulating, would that be Malchus?
The way the Rav's formulating? He says it should be, according to Ramban, but the Ramban holds by thesis.
Right, but he's saying according to Ramban, you would get Malchus in that case.
He's saying the Rav is saying.
Right.
And I'm saying there's no dimion, no comparison. Between the case of the Ramban in this case. Because if the Yisr is Shehiya, the fact that you bought it or made it has nothing to do with Shehiya. Shehiya is of a different nature. It's where you keep it and you enable people to use it. Which has nothing to do with how it started. It started with you, otherwise you say, when you plant the tree, you're over. I was wondering if you bought an antique scale that has false measures, and you kept it in your house, would you be over?
You mean there's no real tashmish?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So pashtus, I would say, it's mutter.
Why?
Because nobody's going to use it, because they don't use it anymore.
Yeah, different measurements.
That's right. And nobody measures off of the scale.
I mean, it's only a weight by name, but not in...
Yeah, because they don't use that method anymore.
Right.
So if you were buying an old antique that had a value because it was very old, even though it's a full scale, it wouldn't be over.
Uh-huh. What about like I have a gram scale to like weigh out matzah electronic? Like you weigh out matzah, forget how many grams it is. So yeah. if that's off by a couple grams, do you think that's mutter to keep around because nobody's going to really use that for business?
I think so. I would say yes.
I mean, it's really based on the tom that is going to be used for trickery.
That's what I think. Masha. But the road's not learning that way. I don't know why. So we have trouble with the first two rayas. And I would say that you have a good point. When according to the Rambam, where he says the Yefshel Shehiben Maisa Klal, where does he bring down the case where he writes it? It's certain that only certain Achronim all that way. I would say you're not. I would rather see, right?
Right.
I think it's smoother, like Aaron said, to say that the Rambam needs butter. Without going into any deep lumbness.
Right.
Yep. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll have to stop here, I think.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Have a nice day, Rabbi. Thank you.
Okay, you guys.